In Florida, election officials are finalizing returns from Tuesday's state primary, with all precincts reporting once little-known lawyer Bill McBride appears to have beaten former Attorney General Janet Reno in the race for the Democratic nomination for governor. But the election was marred by widespread irregularities. Though there were no hanging chads, this election's chaos reminded many of the November 2000 presidential election. NPR's Philip Davis joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the latest on the Reno-McBride race?
Well, as you mentioned, it looks like McBride is going to win with about 44.5% of the vote compared with Reno, who looks like she'll wind up with about 43.9% of the vote. It's a very, very tight race. Coming in last place is State Senator Darrell Jones, who had 11.6% of the vote. He's a dark horse candidate, and he ended up with a bit higher total than many expected. But the real story is McBride, who used a campaign that was focused on education, which is a big deal here in Florida, and a lot of television ad spending to upset Reno, who many are now saying ran a lackluster campaign that didn't have a lot of focus.
Well, polls predicted Reno would be in a close race with McBride. With all the election problems, how likely is a recount?
Well, state law calls for a recount if the margin falls below 0.5%. That would be about 6,500 votes out of all the votes that were cast. And McBride right now is winning with about an 8,000 vote margin. So it seems unlikely. There's still a few ballots being counted in Orange County, but those will likely go for McBride as well. So it's looking less likely there's going to be an automatic recount. However, the Reno campaign may submit some sort of challenge because Reno supporters are still furious that maybe thousands of people may have been discouraged from voting on September 10th because of all the problems, all the chaos of that election.
What caused the problems?
Well, it looks like it was a combination of poorly prepared poll workers and malfunctioning, these high-tech malfunctioning voting machines. It's incredible. I mean, Miami spent about $24 million on new computerized voting machines. Broward County spent $17 million. Millions more were spent statewide, and still it didn't work. Basically, many workers didn't have much hands-on experience with these machines. The instructions were changed at the last minute in several counties. In Miami, it was originally thought it would take about 2 minutes to turn each machine on. It ended up taking about 6.5 minutes. So if poll workers arrived right before polls opened at 7, that meant in many cases delays of more than an hour while the machines were turned on one by one. And in Miami in particular, there was a very complex ballot in three languages, English, Spanish, and Creole. And that actually took some custom programming to work on, and it was confusing for a lot of people.
After what happened in 2000, I can imagine state officials are just a bit upset about Florida being in the election spotlight again.
Just a bit. Governor Bush was furious yesterday. He doesn't like this black eye that Florida is getting once again. He made the point over and over again that 65 counties basically got it right, and it was only two counties, of course, two of the biggest counties that had all of this mess. Elections officials are in hot water. The election supervisor here in Miami is David Leahy, and he was involved in the 2000 election mess and now this, and so people are calling for his resignation. And in Broward County, the new supervisor of elections there, people are saying she was just totally unprepared for this election. And everyone is getting warned that this better not happen again in November.
NPR's Philip Davis.